tonight, MPP goes hard on Gold Board CEO Sammy Jamfi as the tax office of the special prosecutor to investigate him in the dollar gift saga, questioning the source of his wealth.
We call on the lawful establishment investigative agencies of state, the Office of the Special Prosecutor and the Criminal Investigation Department, CID of Ghana Police, to investigate the activities of Mr. Sammy Jamfi in his short tenure as acting chief executive officer.
Well, the Gold Board CEO's woes are not going anywhere soon as a private citizen drags him to charge, demanding a probe.
So that proper investigations can take place. And it also serve as a deterrent to those who occupy public office so that they know that citizens are watching. This time the youth are watching, and we are not going to take anything for granted.
Details on Top Story brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies. My name is Samuel Kojo-Brace. Well, tonight, the New Patriotic Party is calling on the office of the special prosecutor to launch a formal investigation into the chief executive officer of Gold Board, Sammy Jamfi, over the recent dollar gift controversy. Now, the party alleges that there are serious questions surrounding the source of Mr. Jamfi's wealth and insists that his actions may constitute a breach of Ghana's foreign exchange laws. The MPP is arguing that only a thorough, independent probe can establish whether any financial misconduct or impropriety has occurred. This is coming few hours after a private citizen, Eric Dumenu Akachi, filed a petition with the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, SRAJ, calling for an investigation into the matter. The petitioner alleges that Mr. Jamfi has been involved in suspicious financial activities, citing an amount exceeding 100 million Ghana cedis lodged in his two consolidated bank accounts shortly after assuming office. A member of our legal affairs desk, Kweku Asante, joins with more details. Kweku, let's understand the details of this petition.
So, this petition that was filed this morning at the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice by one Eric Dumenu Akachi says that he is bringing a petition under Article 218E of the 1992 Constitution of the Republic with regards to videos in circulation about Sammy Jamfi, a public office holder who was captured on camera splashing dollars on one Agrada in his Range Rover. He says, as a public interest advocate, it has come to his attention that a said Sammy Jamfi currently has two private bank accounts and consolidated, that is at the Consolidated Bank Ghana. One is a dollar account, the other being a CD account. He says, credible intelligence available to him reveals that these two accounts have a whopping sum of 100 million Ghana cedis as lodgments in those accounts. He says, it is important to understand that this account, he is reliably informed through credible intelligence that prior to Sammy Jamfi's current position as Gold Board CEO, those accounts never had those said inflows. And he contends that, I quote, including the slashing of dollars on St. May, it leads one to only irresistible conclusion with the accuracy of mathematics that these are perfect instances of alleged engagement in suspected corruption, which falls within the investigative mandate of SRAJ. I am, by this complaint, calling for a full-scale investigation into the source of the money, and says it's readily available to assist with any investigation that SRAJ will conduct into this matter, Brace.
Okay, grateful to you. Now, the petitioner himself has been speaking on this particular petition he sent to SRAJ, and he says he's hopeful a SRAJ investigation will settle the doubt.
Crying for more money, corruption allegations here and there. And more times, when these things come to the public domain, we treat it as such. But there are institutions of state that are clothed with powers to do such investigations and bring any perpetrator to book. So I have been a crusader long ago. I have been someone who championed a fight against corruption. So that is the main purpose. For sure, to investigate the claims and also come out with any substantial report that either vindicates the person or otherwise indict him.
Well, I may not be charged, but I'm quite curious. What's the source of your intelligence?
I cannot disclose that on television, but, well, if you look at it, we are barely 5 months into this government. Mm. So if a public officer is seen in public giving out dollars, and we are in Ghana, it's not even Ghana, giving out dollars to people, who knows the number of people that dollars have been given? Is only the one that we've seen on television that we can speak to. Mm. But those that have not been captured, we can't speak to it. So it's proper that we put some of these petitions forward so that proper investigations can take place. And it also serves as a deterrent to those who occupy public office so that they know that citizens are watching. Mm. This time the youth are watching, and we are not going to take anything for granted. It is not about the amount of money that was given. It's about the intelligence that I picked after the video.
You say that the video is what triggered.
If it was 200 Ghana cedis, and I have picked intelligence that this amount of inflows is going to this person's account, I would have still gone to petition strat to find out the source of income. Mm. Yes, I receive a lot of threats. Some individuals are giving me messages and then threatening me. I have them on my phone, so I'm even planning to move to the nearest police station, where I'll lodge an official complaint to the police.
Okay. Please, thank you for talking to us. Now, we have a lawyer. Lawyer Hesimam also joins.
Crying for...
All right, now, several reactions have come in after this petition came up, and also at the back of the Sammy Jenfi issue about the dollar gift there. Now, joining the call for sanctions, the New Patriotic Party is urging the office of the Special Prosecutor and the Criminal Investigations Department to investigate the matter. My colleague Kenneth Jesse just returned from a news conference held earlier today at the party's headquarters and joins me in studio with more details. Kenneth, what reason did the party give, for the OSP to get involved?
Well, first of all, they say that Sammy Jenfi, just by the mere fact that he gave the U.S. dollar to Nana Agradaa, has breached a number of laws, like the Foreign Exchange Act, the Anti-Money Laundering Act, and the President's recently launched a code of conduct, which they say if the president fails to act on it, will be rendered useless. They say that Sammy Jenfi has not been paid since he was made the acting CEO of a Gold Board. So they are questioning where he started living that opulence lifestyle, where he got the money to give out to Nana Agradaa and also use some to buy vehicles.
We say without fear of contradiction that in the absence of Mr. Sammy Jenfi providing direct evidence of the source of funding, thousands of United States dollars found in his car, seen in the video widely circulated on social media, these funds are proceeds of unlawful or criminal enterprise by Mr. Sammy Jenfi. Section 1 of the Anti-Money Laundering Act, Act 1044, makes the possession, concealment, conversion, disguise, or transfer that is or forms part of an unlawful activity an offense punishable by a term of imprisonment or up to 10 years. Do not forget that this is the same section, the same provision, Mr. Sammy Jenfi. The same provision he used in criticizing Madame Cecilia Dapa, and he says that it was clear. This is the same provision we call on the lawful establishment investigative agencies of state, the Office of the Special Prosecutor and the Criminal Investigation Department, CID of Ghana Police, to investigate the activities of Mr. Sammy Jenfi in his short tenure as acting chief executive officer. And again, you have been told that all appointees, including ministers, they have not even received their salary since they had the appointment. All of them, that is the information we have. To investigate the activities of Mr. Sammy Jenfi in a short tenure as acting chief executive officer of both PMMMC and the Ghana Gold Board. These bodies must search all his houses, probe any properties acquired in his stay so far in government, and if possible, prosecute him for failure to show the source of huge sums of money found in his possession, out of which he gleefully sprayed some around. And we all saw the video. We all saw the video and how he counted the dollars as if it was a counting machine. Very, very fast. And afterwards, and you could saw where he even picked the money from. You could see that, yes, you have a lot of it stacked in there. And then how he gleefully was counting the money to Madam Agrada.
So that's the national organizer of the NPP, Henry Nana Boachede. Kenneth, what else has the party been saying?
Well, the party has also called on President John Dramani Mahama to possibly interdict him, make him step aside as CEO of Gold Board and investigate him. They have cited the example of Cecilia Tapa's case where, her house helps stole millions of US dollars. Allegedly, the case is still in court. They say that Sami Genfi was one of the most vocal persons who spoke against this when the incident happened. So Cecilia Tapa, according to them, the president made her resign and she was investigated by the OSP and was exonerated. So they want Sami Genfi to be passed through the same process.
We also call on the president to immediately interdict Mr. Sami Genfi as an acting chief executive officer of Ghana Gold Board. Or at least, he should interdict him pending the conduct of the investigation by the criminal investigative authorities of the state. We cannot but remember when huge sums of money, and this is the principle here, please let's pay attention. We cannot but remember that when huge sums of money was reported to have been stolen from the residence of Madam Cecilia Tapa, a woman who had worked in high places for over 40 years before the incident, had been NP since 2001, as well as a deputy minister and also a minister. And she is married to a well-known rich architect and a consultant, well-known, with nearly 60 years experience in the profession. She was made to resign. This principle is cardinal. Under Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, a similar issue happened. Madam Cecilia Tapa was made to resign immediately by the president. Investigations were duly conducted by the OSP against Madam Cecilia Tapa and her husband after what the OSP described as 7 months of extensive investigation and 4 months of collaborative investigation. It concluded that their investigation did not establish any evidence of corruption, corruption-related offenses, or procurement breaches against the suspect. We require the same standard to be applied here.
Oh, this is a top story. Let's bring in Mustapha Gbande, his Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. Mustapha, thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me, Brace.
Okay, we also have on the line Haruna Mohammed, his Deputy General Secretary of the MPP. Haruna, I'm grateful to you for joining us. But let me start with you, Mustapha Gbande. We understand that there was a meeting at the presidency yesterday between Sami Genfi and the Chief of Staff. Many Ghanaians are asking for is action. What was the outcome of that particular meeting?
What action are Ghanaians?
But what was the outcome of that particular meeting?
I'm just saying that, number one, it's important to recognize the responsibility of the entire government machinery in this matter, where the Honorable Chief of Staff swiftly, as at the time his attention was drawn to this matter, summoned the individual in question to his outfit. And also, you remember that even before we get to the invitation, my brother and my colleague, Sami Jenfi, who is a national communication officer of the NDC, took cognizance of the fact that a lot of our foot soldiers and party supporters were not happy to the extent that it was Agra that this, you know, gesture was extended to. Number two, we also recognize...
No, but Bande, we know all of what you said. Hold on, we also don't have the luxury of time. I'm asking, what was the outcome of this particular meeting?
I cannot speak for the chief of staff, because if the president intends to communicate to you, he'll do so brief. I believe that you should let us respond to the MPP.
The president, who is our president, hold on, Bande. I'm saying that the government, led by President John Dramani Mahama, launched the code of conduct for his officers. And we know that once you launch the code of conduct, then, of course, if there's a conduct out there that sort of calls that particular code into question, an action has to take place. That's why I'm asking, what has been done, you know, especially when a few days ago this code of conduct was launched?
Conduct was a document, a policy document that regulates conduct of public officials, all right? The code of conduct I haven't read any provision in the code of conduct that says that you should not express gestures to people, all right? And so it will be very difficult. You are inviting somebody to enact a law that didn't exist, to enact a policy that didn't exist, simply because we have sound Ghanaians who believe that, look, we are not happy about this and we believe that it should never happen again. The young man comes and apologizes to the people of Ghana. You have people like the MPP who are morally deficient to criticize this matter, talking all manner of things, and you don't want us to respond. How can you call this somebody sharing money as a source of a criminal enterprise? How can you say that? And M. Narabi is saying these things. You won't let us, you know, respond fully to it. Number one, Sami Jenfi is a sound Ghanaian who works, who is credible. Okay? Now, he set up gold board within 2 or 3 months. If you gave the same tax to MPP, from Apenyo Markins to Nanabi to my brother Haruna, they will go and set up a Ponzi scheme. When they wanted to do gold for oil, they had the opportunity to do that. They set up a Ponzi, a criminal enterprise, of which all of us know.
Which one is this criminal enterprise you're referring to? Because we haven't heard anything.
They are gold for oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, couldn't yield the kind of benefit the nation is getting
from
these gold.
And that's what you call a Ponzi scheme?
What did I say?
Is that what you call a Ponzi scheme?
We all knew what it is. We knew the outcome. What was the outcome?
Well,
it was a Ponzi scheme.
So you are saying that
been in power for 8 years.
Your point is that no offense has been committed here. Is that what you're saying?
Sami Jenfi has remained one of the targets of the MPP to silence and to destroy. And so they think that this is something to hang on. But the people who are talking, they lack the moral credibility to talk about this matter. Okay. I don't see a crime. I see Ghanaians who are unhappy about a conduct. They have complained. The young man took responsibility, apologized to the people of Ghana. And for me, this is clearly a leader who is willing to grow, because he takes responsibility, takes criticisms, apologize him, and promise to reform. It's a lesson to all of us.
Let me bring in the MPP at this time, and Haruna Mohammed is with us. Haruna, I mean, you are inviting the OSP to investigate this particular matter. What exactly do you want the OSP to investigate?
Thank you very much, Kojo. I will say good evening to your cherished listeners, including my brother, because he's in government. He has forgotten of the courtesies of greeting. It is very unfortunate that we are here and Kama is catching up with our brothers in the NDC.
There is no Kama here.
Kama is catching up with them. Today, he's finding it very difficult to express himself because there is that grand style of them performing abysmally and closing the eyes of the people of Ghana. There were these videos that were going on of parliamentary candidates who were spreading money, which was not even in foreign currency, but in Ghanaian city. The OSP invited them to appear before and conduct investigations on this. And this is a matter that is before us, where a national officer of the NDC, who is also a CEO of a newly formed gold board, who has not received a peswa, a dime, as a salary, a sin, fetching dollars from a bag with the remaining of dollars in the car, even more than what he's holding in his hand. And we all know that President Mahama launched
a code of conduct. Sorry for breaking you, but once you mentioned that, did you see for yourself there were remaining stack of dollars in the car, as you mentioned?
You heard the woman say that, why count? Just give it to me.
Wow.
He counted and left some of the money.
Can you imagine this?
The videos are there. Please, allow him to make his point.
Please allow him to make his point. Aaron, go on. Let me hear you. But again, you are basing your judgment on hearsay, on what the woman says. You have not seen it.
We've all seen it in the video. Take the video and look at it. Take the video. He picked it from a bag, and he did not just pick that money alone. The money was enough in the bag. And he picked, and it was foreign currency.
To be sincere, Haruna, I've watched the video. I've watched the video several times. I didn't see that.
President Mahama has launched a code of conduct.
Okay.
Bande, please.
Let's respect each other. When you were speaking, he was on. He kept quiet. Let me do the job. I'll get you the time. You can address the issues that you think you have to. Okay. Yeah, Haruna, let me hear you.
Yes, President Mahama launched a code of conduct. Nobody forced him. We did not reach out the social contract for him to come out with a code of conduct. The core values of the code of conduct is on integrity, honesty, impartiality, respect, decency, incorruptibility, competence, and professionalism. In all these words that I've mentioned, that the code of conduct stresses. And I'm surprised that my brother is saying that he has not broken any part of the code of conduct. President Mahama is very clear in his mind in terms of accountability. This is a gentleman who has not taken a dime as a salary. Who has not taken a dime. And he's doing this opulence in the public. Even laws of Ghana infringes on what he has done.
But you're also alleging that because he has not received any payment since he assumed the office, he does not have money to that tune to be able to give some out to people.
That is why we are asking for him to be investigated.
Okay.
When he was in opposition, he never had that money to share. And when he was in opposition, the same laws that we are quoting, that he quoted against Cecilia Dapa and quoted against the current Chief Justice who has been suspended, was the same thing he's quoting. He was being so much suspicious. And that is why I'm saying that karma is catching up with these people. And I believe that it is too early for them to cry. The law must work in this country. President Mahama has been put to test to ensure that he is able to take a decision in this particular manner. I know that President Mahama is indecisive, but I want him to decide on this particular matter. Yes, we must let the laws of Ghana work. And I believe that the Anti-Money Laundering Act, the laws that governs that, the exchange, foreign exchange laws that we have, we must make sure that this particular thing works.
But when it comes to the Anti-Money Laundering Act, specifically, where did Sammy Gyamfi breach?
I think that Nanabi has quoted a specific portion of the Anti-Money Laundering Act where Sammy Gyamfi has specifically breached.
So he says, let me help you. He says,
Section 1.
Exactly.
Section 1 of the Anti-Money Laundering Act. Mm-hmm. It makes the possession, concealment, conversion, disguise, or transfer, that is, or form part of an unlawful activity, an offense punishable by term of imprisonment, up to a 10 years imprisonment. He has quoted this particular anti-money laundering, this section one. He has quoted it against Cecilia Dapa. He has quoted it against several other individuals. It is the same quote that has been used against him because he's also engaged in blissfully, publicly displaying money, even in foreign currency. And we are calling for him to be investigated.
Okay.
He should be either be suspended or he should be made to resign. And this matter should be investigated.
Okay.
The special prosecutor should take up this matter very seriously and get this matter being investigated and discharged off so that we get to know. President Mahama wants honesty. He wants decency. He wants people to ensure that they contribute positively to their to his government, but not people who have not done anything, people who have not received any money in terms of remuneration is having this quantum of money.
But Bande, we understand that even people in government aren't happy about what is happening and want an action taken. Can Ghanaians be assured of some action being taken here, or you still stand by that your position that no offense has been committed here, so there is nothing the president or government can do on this?
Blaise, as we stand today, we are at the mercy of His Excellency the President, as far as this matter is concerned. We are at the mercy of the people of Ghana as far as this matter is concerned, particularly under the circumstance that leaders who fail to take responsibility and the ones that take responsibilities. And then Sami Genfi, even before we get to this road, have recognized the people who have drawn his attention to how immoral that act would have been, how inappropriate it would have been. He took to the street to apologize. I think that for me is sufficient enough. But when the MPP is inviting President Mahama to apply, to manufacture a law that doesn't exist, to crucify an appointee or an individual simply because the MPP had made it their business. For me, I'm surprised, and it's quite unfortunate because we all know the law is the law. You cannot, invent a law that is not codified, that is not known, that is strange, particularly when a person's behavior is concerned. Because, the MPP insists that you should sack the person. I believe that we will continue to take criticisms from the people of Ghana. We will continue to take criticisms from our active supporters who do not want to see our government fail, who do not want to see young appointees fail. Those criticisms exist to shape our path as we continue to serve. And for me, I thank the people of Ghana having spoken on this matter. We will not allow the MPP to cross that line because the people who are talking to you lack the moral decency to talk about this matter. They are corrupt. They supervise thievery. These are the people who brought pain to our country. We are struggling in our inexperience, in our imperfections to serve. We will make mistakes. We will learn from the mistakes and we will move on. But we will not allow these characters to come and criticize this matter. They don't have the moral ground to talk about it. Dismiss anything they say. They don't have the capacity.
I'm grateful to you. Haruna Mohammed, do you have a deadline within which you want the president and the OSP to act on this matter?
Well, we need it as soon as possible. I believe that the people of the MPP are not Togolese. We are neither Ivorian. We are Ghanaian. The president has the responsibility to listen to everybody. He's not a president for the NDP. He's a president for the good people of Ghana. And we think that the president must act now. He must take a decision on this. When we come to morality, I don't think that the NDC will be teaching us the issues of morality. These are persons who have committed so much heinous crimes in this country. We all know that when it comes to political governance, it is only the MPP that has not staged a coup in this country. What they have done, people hear that they have shipped.
Well, that's not what we are discussing here.
I understand. But
exactly. So don't go there.
Look, we even have the uprightness to even speak on such matters. Look, have you heard about money being missing under people's bed? Have you heard about that? Have you heard about so many other atrocities that have been caused in this country?
Okay.
That we, as MPP, an upright political party, a liberal democratic party, a conservative party in the whole of Africa, cannot speak on a moral matter.
I'm grateful to you. Haruna Mohammed is Deputy General Secretary of the MPP. Mustafa Gbande is Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connect and Energies. My name is Samuel Kojobriz. Up next is Newsnight.